Miloš Zeman, one of the biggest names in Czech politics in the last two decades, could be making a comeback. A civic association called the Friends of Miloš Zeman has registered at the Interior Ministry and is planning its first meeting. On Monday, the former Prime Minister is set to address around 500 of his supporters in Prague, where the group will announce its manifesto. So does this mean that the former Social Democrats leader is actually planning a return to politics? Rosie Johnston talked to political analyst Vladimíra Dvořáková to find out. Firstly, she asked about the difference between founding a civic association and a political party outright.
Nowadays, it's easier for them to form the civic association. And also, it can, or they probably suppose that it can have some appeal to public that originally was connected with the revolution, when the civic forum, as in fact some civic association, was formed and started the Velvet Revolution here in Prague. So I think that maybe they suppose that it will be this connection that can appeal some public.
You do think then that the Přátelé Miloše Zemana, this civic association, suggests that Mr. Miloš Zeman has political aspirations?
You know, it's very difficult to say about Miloš Zeman. I think that from the moment he left the politics, he still was somehow involved, although more or less as a person that was outside some movements or outside some direct processes, but he had a very strong influence through his supporters or through some lobbies and so on. You know, about his political aspirations, for instance, in 2003, he said he don't want to be a candidate for president, and then he decided to run for that candidacy, and he lost that. So I don't believe when he's saying that he doesn't want to return back to politics.
Do you see this as a revolt against the current leadership, say, of the Social Democratic Party, the CSSD, and should the current leader of that party, Jiří Paroubek, be scared?
You know, it's difficult to answer directly. In fact, I think that Zeman is a man of the past. I think that Zeman cannot bring something new for the politics here. He is connected with the development in 90s and so on. On the other hand, he is still influential in the party. He has such a very... he had charisma. That means he can influence some of the members of Social Democratic Party. And they are supposed to be the direct elections of the president of the party in the fall of this year. So this can make problems to Paroubek. That means Paroubek probably supposed that he would be directly elected by public. This would give him a strong legitimacy and strengthen his position. But if Zeman would be successful in this appeal against Paroubek, it can happen that Paroubek would not be elected as the president of the party, or he would be elected, you know, by a very small majority. And in this moment, his position would be weakened.
Political analyst Vladimíra Dvořáková talking there to Rosie Johnston.